The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
It's time to get away in a new Hyundai vehicle during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event at Woodhouse Hyundai. The Hyundai lineup of sedans and SUVs has the capability you need and technology and features you want, like the all-new 2023 Hyundai Palisade and Hyundai Tucson. This holiday season, get into a vehicle that will give you confidence with Hyundai Owner Assurance, America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Visit us online at WoodhouseHyundaiOfOmaha.com.
All EDC means to me is getting the tools that you need to pull through a very shitty situation that hopefully you never have to encounter. It doesn't matter what I'm carrying. You know, I've carried several different things. It doesn't matter what holster I'm carrying. It doesn't matter what gun I have in the holster. It doesn't matter what kind of blade I have. It doesn't matter what kind of flashlight I have. There's way too much emphasis going on that stuff. It's, you know, it's a tool. All of those are just tools. And, you know, while everybody wants, they want the best thing, right? They want the most reliable piece that they can get to protect themselves. And I completely understand that. But, you know, what I'm getting at is there's just too much emphasis on the piece. And is the piece stippled? Does the piece have a red dot on it? Does the piece, you know, have a modified trigger? Does the piece have slide cuts? None of that shit matters. None of that shit matters. And, you know, me as a trainer, you know, when I used to teach, which I don't anymore, but when I used to teach, I always thought it was fucking awesome when the old dudes would show up. And the old dudes show up with a Mark I Motto Glock or something similar, whatever it is, and they're proficient with it. And then you have everybody else on the line, and all they're worried about is how fucking cool their EDC looks. It doesn't matter. None of that shit matters. You know, it. Like I said, it's a fucking tool. Chances are it's going to go bang. You know, you need to make that decision. You need to find what works for you. Quit fucking looking on YouTube and seeing what the latest and greatest shit is. It's a flashlight. It lights things up. When it does that, you can see it. You know, it's a red dot. If you learn how to use regular sights, you don't need a fucking red dot. You know, it's a holster. It carries your gun. Why did they even invent the holster? I'm pretty sure the holster was probably invented to protect the trigger guard. And that's it. It doesn't need, a We the People engraved on it, or American flags, or red, or suede, or any of that other shit. Find something that's comfortable and use it. Who gives a shit what I'm carrying, you know? You know, I have a certain body type. Whatever I'm carrying isn't going to match your body type. It's not going to. It's learn how to use the tool. It's the mindset that everybody's missing. Everybody's worried about what their tool looks like and not enough about the mindset or how to use it. You know, I mean, when I show up at the agency for a deployment, I don't get to fucking pick what I'm using. No say in it at all. This is what happens. Hey, welcome. You're in country now. Here's your shit. I pick up my tool, and guess what? You better be able to fucking use it, you know? And, oh, by the way, here's your shit. And, by the way, we're out the door in 5 minutes. You ready? Go drop your fucking suitcase off and get ready to roll. I don't have time to bitch and moan about, you know, what kind of magazines am I using and what kind of sights are on my tool. And do I have a stipple job? No, There's none of that shit. You pick it up, you go, yep, I know how to use this thing, press check it, load it, fucking make sure you got extra ammo, and you're good to go. That's it. You know, you stick it in a holster, you tuck it in your pants, and you go out the fucking door and do your job. And, you know, it's everyday carry, what everybody's missing is the actual mindset. It's not a fashion show. It's a tool that you need to be able to protect yourself from people who are trying to kill you. And that's it. And as long as you learn how to protect yourself from people that are trying to fucking kill you, what the hell are you researching more for? What's the point of that shit? You just want to blow fucking money. That's cool. I get that. You know, you want to be a collector? Great. That's cool. But you know, you need to be the one to make the decision. There's plenty of awesome tools out there. What matters is what fits you, what fits your hand, what are you comfortable shooting? You know, that's kind of my two cents on everyday carry. Being a minimalist is that's a mindset that I've adapted. That's not, I think I'm fucking cool because I'm a minimalist, and you know, I don't buy into all the shit that everybody's selling me. I don't buy into it. I don't need it. You know, when I was operating, especially when you're undercover, you can't be running around with all that shit. It creates a signature, you know, and which makes you a target once you become a signature. And the more shit you have on you, the bigger the signature you're going to create. And so, you know, I have not found a way to conceal all the shit that everybody else is running. I've operated in some of the worst, you know, most dangerous places in the world as a minimalist. And I have not been anywhere in the United States that holds a candle, you know, not even in the same ballpark as what I used to do. So, you know, as far as being a minimalist, I'm not going to change it. I don't need to change it. I know it works. I've gotten myself out of extremely hairy situations being a minimalist, and I had no other choice but to be a minimalist. If I wasn't a minimalist, to be honest with you, in some of those situations, I would be fucking dead because I would have created the signature that I've been talking about, you know, nonstop on all of, you know, our content, you know, platforms, and it would have been a dead giveaway. There are a million different tools out there. It's not the tool. It's the person. The person needs to understand how to use the tool. And, you know, to be honest with you, if you were proficient enough to know how to use that tool, then you wouldn't be on here looking around for what I have to say about tools or what the next YouTube guy has to say about tools. You know enough about the fucking tool. You don't give a shit about what I have to say. You know what you're looking for in a tool. You find the tool that has what you're looking for. You purchase it, and then you fucking use it to become the most proficient person you can be with that specific tool. To kind of sum up EDC and what I'm carrying and my mindset and everything, all EDC means to me is getting the tools that you need to pull through a very shitty situation that hopefully you never have to encounter. And so when it comes to that, really all you're looking for is reliability and something that you can get really good at using your tool. You know, if it's reliable and you know how to use it, you're done with selection. You know, so once you figure out what you want, then you figure out how to use it and you use it really well. And that's the end. you stay proficient with it, and that's it.
Celebrate the Black Friday sales event at Woodhouse Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Blair. Step into a new Jeep that you can count on. From the awarded new Grand Cherokee to the capable 2022 Jeep Compass, the Jeep lineup won't compromise on power, technology, or comfort, delivering confidence and convenience for 29 years. Woodhouse Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Blair is your trusted auto partner. Visit us off Highway 30 in Blair or online at woodhousechryslerjeepdodge.com.
Reports say 60% of U.S. pork production comes from one company owned by the Chinese, and their hogs are giving something called ractopamine, which is banned in 160 countries, to include China. Yet you find it in your grocery store aisle every day. There's a better way. I'd like to tell you about Moink. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef, lamb, pastured pork, chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did, and as a result, Moink meat tastes like it should, because the family farm just does it better. The Moink difference is a difference you can taste, and you can feel good knowing you're helping family farms stay financially independent too. You choose the meat delivered in every box, like ribeyes, to chicken breasts, to pork chops, to salmon fillets, and much more. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Plus, they guarantee you'll say, oink, oink, and I'm just so happy I got Moinked. So keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/Sean right now, and listeners of this show get free bacon for a year. That's 1 year of the best bacon you will ever taste, but it's only for a limited time. Spelled moinkbox.com/Sean. That's moinkbox.com/Sean.